Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Well, as homeowner David Gottfried observed, location also plays a role in the environmental footprint of housing. So the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design program from the U.S. Green Building Council now also has a program for whole neighborhoods. In 2007, some 240 development projects across the country joined a pilot program, and since then, 29 of those projects have gotten LEED certification. Sophie Lambert is Director of LEED for Neighborhood Development, and she joins me now. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you, Steve. Hi.
What are the goals of designing neighborhoods with green building principles?
Well, in terms of LEED for Neighborhood Development, we're really looking at three different things at the same time. We're looking at the location of the project. We're looking at the form of the project. So is it walkable? Is it compact? Is it connected to the neighborhoods around it? And then finally, looking at the performance of the buildings and then beyond the actual building parcels, looking at the streets and the sidewalks and stormwater runoff, etc.
So what are the basic principles behind this work?
So the basic principles are smart growth, and so we're really looking at how a project's location could potentially reduce vehicle miles traveled, while at the same time directing growth into existing areas. We have the potential to save prime farmland, to save natural habitat. At the same time, the urban form of the project is giving people the chance to safely walk or bike within a community and potentially be near shops and parks and schools and that type of thing. And then finally, everybody deserves to live in a green and sustainable environment. And so if all of the buildings have reduced energy use and reduced water use, then we really are creating a holistically green neighborhood.
So it would seem that that old real estate mantra, location, location, and location, means a lot in your rating system.
Definitely. There is emphasis on location, but we really think that the rating system is has the potential to transform the market because it looks at location, design, and green building performance. So maybe the new mantra is location, design, and green building.
Tell me about some successful projects that have gotten LEED certification for neighborhood development now.
Well, two that are certified in different parts of the country that I think have some interesting takeaways, and both actually are public-private partnerships. So a local government played a role as a co-developer in both of these projects. One is called Twin Brook Station, and it's actually here in the Washington, D.C. area. It's the redevelopment of a former commuter parking lot for the Washington Metro transit system here. And it's a 26-acre project. It's going to have offices. It's going to have 1,600 units of residential and also quite a lot of retail. And 80% of the buildings will be green buildings. The second project I wanted to describe briefly was The Gulch. It's actually in Nashville, Tennessee. So our first certified project in the southeast part of the country. It was a historic rail yard that was abandoned in the 1990s, and it's adjacent to downtown Nashville. And it's 60 acres. So they're really looking at the redevelopment of a large number of historic buildings into residences, offices, retail, and then also looking forward to the future. I mean, this is a multi-phase project, so there'll be quite a large number of buildings, especially residential buildings, that are still going to be built in the coming years. But they will be building them to the standard that they're following in LEED for Neighborhood Development.
In what ways may zoning laws conflict with the goals of LEED certification? Can you give me some examples?
Well, many of the types of projects that we're certifying with LEED for Neighborhood Development might be considered illegal with many zoning codes. So what I mean by that is that some of the zoning codes within the country, most zoning codes within the U.S. were created in the 50s or 60s and really focus on the use of buildings and have very, very high numbers of parking spaces that are required for those projects. So with more and more development being in urban areas and more people thinking about taking transit or walking or biking, people aren't needing to drive quite as much. And so, you know, projects aren't needing quite as much parking. Maybe they can put the parking behind the building instead of in front of it, like much suburban development is built. So we're really looking at hopefully encouraging local governments to reevaluate their zoning codes and make them more flexible and to make them more about how the building sits up against the street And that relationship between the building and the public realm, that space which is the sidewalk, the road, the bike lanes, and that building-to-building space.
So tell me, how do economics and race fit into the redevelopment of neighborhoods and greening them?
We really think that everybody deserves the right to live in a green neighborhood. And so we actually have quite a few credits that look at social equity issues. We have a credit that encourages affordable rental and for sale housing, and not just, you know, isolated in one part of a project. We actually, through the rating system, are trying to encourage affordable housing to be spread throughout a project and to have a variety of different housing sizes and types available for affordable housing.
So at the end of the day, what are the benefits of having neighborhood developments getting LEED certified?
Well, we really see the benefits in terms of trying to influence developers from the very beginning of their process. So if we can try to encourage developers to pick sites that would be eligible for LEED ND and really direct growth into existing areas, I think we'd be having a very powerful impact. And then obviously we're wanting them to make the choices and the commitment to have green building and green infrastructure from that very early on point. So we're really hoping that local governments will say, you know, wow, we can really see what the environmental and health benefits will be of this LEED for Neighborhood Development eligible project if we actually approve it.
Sophie Lambert, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Sophie Lambert is the director of LEED for Neighborhood Development. She comes to us courtesy of our partnership with the U.S. EPA Smart Growth Program and the National Building Museum. And to learn more about Smart Growth and the speaker series, go to our website, loe.org.
Just ahead, there's a new push to cut Cold War arsenals, but that does not mean the threat of nuclear weapons is receding. Stay with us on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.